Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk with Derek Peterson of TerraTech Corporation. They want a grow house and bakery permit for medical marijuana. Should be a fascinating interview. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Fred Locken and Marsha Burt Bigler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At TravelNevada.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
From Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Derek Peterson. He's the founder and CEO of TerraTech Corporation, a publicly traded urban ag company focused on local farming and medical cannabis. The company began in 2010, has been featured on National Geographic, Fox News, CNBC, Bloomberg, among many. After a decade in investment banking, Peterson learned that a friend's marijuana dispensary was clearing $18 million a year, dwarfing Peterson's $300,000 to $400,000 annual salary at Morgan Stanley, and that was when he decided to get serious about marijuana. Since then, the company has grown significantly, is currently developing acres of hydroponic greenhouse throughout the country, positioning itself to become a primary player in the commercial cultivation of cannabis in the U.S. Currently, the company is valued in excess of $30 million and is leveraging its size to aggressively acquire other companies in the cannabis space. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Sam, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Wanted to go to a piece that John L. Smith, one of our friends of the program, wrote this weekend, and he was talking about the fact that you had gotten a grow house and a bakery permit in Clark County, but there was a 15-page hit piece aimed at your management, and if it weren't for that, you believe that the company would have made a clean sweep to have gotten all the licenses you wanted. Would you explain what that was all about, please?
You know, one of the unique things about our company is we're publicly traded, which has a lot of advantages associated with it, but at the same time can have some negatives. And what we saw here was what we believe to be a Canadian fund that was short our company's stock, that went out of their way to mail a, as you put it, a 15-page hit piece to the commissioners directly. They did so at a time when we were under the cone of silence during that two-day hearing period, and we didn't have a chance for them to reach out to us, and we didn't have a chance to reach out to them to clear the air and to discuss this piece, and ultimately we believe it cost us a vote. We had three votes on one of the properties, the Decatur property, I believe it was, and if we had a fourth, we would have had a clean sweep across the board. And as disappointing as it was, we also understand that the commissioners were put in a position where they had part of the information and didn't have the ability to clear the air with us prior to making their decisions.
This was an incredible set of hearings here, unprecedented, obviously, in the state of Nevada. What did you think of the process itself?
You know, I thought it was a pretty decent process, and you know, you said earlier we run a medical marijuana dispensary. It's up in Northern California. California is an interesting model, right? There's no statewide or state mandated protocols in terms of implementing a massive medical marijuana program, so they've left it up to the municipalities. We're in Oakland. Oakland developed a merit based application process a few years ago that we went through, and we ranked number one in the process. The difficult thing in California, like I said, is there's no statewide process, so it's almost the Wild West, which has its pros and has its cons. Coming here to Nevada, it was relatively refreshing seeing that not only were there a set of rules, a set of protocols, it allowed, because of the flexibility of the program, it allowed companies like ours to come in and have some semblance of ownership. We're a publicly traded company made up of shareholders across the country, but because it was a for-profit platform, because they had multi-state reciprocity, the state's program in and of itself made a lot of sense, but the process that the commissioners put together to go through and determine who of the 18 from the dispensaries and then who out of the cultivators and production permits they were going to send up to the state seemed to make sense to us as we went through the process. Was it perfect? No. Could they have made some changes? Maybe, but it was a pretty good process overall.
As an outsider, did you think that the political process played out very well for Nevadans who were interested in being involved in this?
You know, I actually was very intimidated coming into the market here just because I didn't know the lay of the land as well. And we fortunately had some very good partners who have been longtime residents of Nevada. I thought it was going to be a lot more political than it was. I watched some very big names walk out of that room disappointed. People that I knew in the community for a long time that were very well connected, that were powerful people, that had a lot of money behind them, that walked out without a dispensary permit. So that gave me a lot of comfort at the end of the day to realize that it was seemed to me, you know, and I may be naive, but it seemed to me to be a relatively fair playing field.
How big a business is this going to be in Clark County, do you believe?
You know, we see 700 or 800 patients in Oakland, and we do that with 400,000 residents or so. And I was saying to another media outlet, within a 10-minute drive, I can identify another 5 or 6 dispensaries that see upwards of 200, 300, 400, 500 patients a day. I think from what I've heard around here, they seem to be underestimating the size of the market to a certain degree. It, of course, is going to take time to mature. It's going to take time to grow. And it's probably going to take a couple years before it hits its full stride. But, you know, you blanket into that some semblance of full legalization or recreational usage down the line, if that's where things decide to go here, the market, in our opinion, could be very, very sizable. There's a lot of individual dispensaries that are size of the coffee shop doing $10 or $15 or $20 million a year per unit. And you extrapolate that across 18 with 39 million people that come in and out of Nevada every year. That creates a pretty sizable platform.
I wanted to bring up one of the issues that's been raised. And by the way, this is going to be a continuing conversation, I hope, with you, because we're not going to be able to get everything into 12 minutes here. One of the problems with edible marijuana versus smoked marijuana appears to be the dosage that certainly in Colorado, there have been reports of people overdosing, not to die or anything like that, but overdosing, ending up in the hospital because of this. What kind of things do you think need to be put in place to prevent that from happening?
Testing parameters are huge, and that's one thing that the industry lacks in general across the United States, not just in California, not just in Colorado. You brought up a very good point. Edibles, because a lot of people will take some of it and you don't feel the effects for 45 minutes or an hour, and they'll think they haven't taken enough, and they'll take some more, and next thing you know, like you said, they're overdosing. But the nice part about cannabis is you're not overdosing, and you're not going to, you know, go into cardiac arrest or anything like that, but it's a pretty bad experience, or could be a bad experience. So testing agencies, testing authorities, laboratories to test not only for contaminants, molds, mites, those types of things, but also dosing testing so people understand, you know, what it is they're getting. That's in our opinion, why the selection process for medical marijuana dispensaries here was so important. You want operators that have experience here, not just operators that have good scientists or good plans, but people that have actually been dealing with patients for several years, because we've been through the process of dealing with patients. We know how to counsel them. Most of the avoidance of those types of things happens at the counter when the patient is coming in, talking to one of the representatives at the dispensary, saying, this is my condition, what should I take? Well, you should take an edible, but please understand, if you do so, you know, wait an hour and a half, these digest slow, these take a little while for your body to metabolize. Those are the key things when selecting dispensary operators in a new state, whether it's here or anywhere else.
All right, let's take a break. More with Derek Peterson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Derek Peterson, the CEO of TerraTech Corporation. They received a grow house and a bakery permit for medical marijuana in Las Vegas. You know, Derek, as I talked to you and as I've read about you, you're obviously a solid businessman, and you're presenting everything from a businessman's perspective, which makes total sense. On the other hand, we've read reports of people saying, now that, you know, this is going to be potentially legalized for recreation as well, Las Vegas is going to become the crazy marijuana capital of the world. How do you look at that?
I look at it like this. I've heard a lot of people wanting to rush into recreational legalization. And on my opinion, from what I've seen in other areas, I feel like Nevada needs to let the medical program develop and go through a maturation process before they jump right into recreational. You've got to give this a chance to grow. I'm always a fan of walking before you run, because, like you said, you could end up, you know, in an instance like California's dealing. They passed AB 420 and essentially opened up a Wild West type model for any entrepreneur to come in and develop programs around how they saw fit. So if legalization from a recreational standpoint is going to develop within Nevada, Nevada needs to make sure that they put tight reins and tight protocols around it, just like they've done with, you know, alcohol distribution here, just like they've done certainly with gaming here. If they are going to launch it, because of the size and scope, because of the 39 million people coming in and out of here on an annual annual basis, they need to make sure they have tight parameters around it.
One of the complaints from states surrounding Colorado is that people are leaving the state with quantities of medical marijuana, at least purchased as medical marijuana, and that's causing problems for other states. What kind of supervision do you think should be put in place in Nevada to prevent that from happening? Or can you prevent it from happening realistically?
Realistically, I don't think you can prevent it from happening, but you certainly need to put infrastructure in place. You need to train law enforcement that things could be moving across state lines. But listen, at the end of the day, what fixes all that is broad national legalization in more states. I think we've got 22 or 23 with New York right now, plus D.C. The minute we have other states developing their own protocols, these don't become issues at the end of the day. But at the same time, you still need to build infrastructure. You still need to train law enforcement. You still need to develop these protocols around an understanding of what this new industry means, because if you have a robust platform in a state next to a state that has no platform or no regulation, you are going to see, you know, the crossing of the state borders with the product.
Do you think that there is going to be federal legalization of this process? And if so, how many states is it going to take before it gets there?
You know, half the country is always that tipping point for us, but we're pretty darn close at this point. I've seen things accelerating quite drastically. I mean, just the fact that the House passed the bill to defund the DEA from attacking medical marijuana programs, which should pass Senate no problem and be signed off by our Democratic president. They've talked about, you know, adjusting banking regulations to give these companies the ability and platform to be able to conduct financial transactions. All of this talk is to us started that snowball and the domino, the proverbial dominoes tipping over. To me, it's just a matter of time, and I've heard people say 5 to 10 years. I think it's a lot sooner than that. I think we're really going to start to gain some momentum here in the short run.
One of the things that has come up constantly in this state is, you know, the legal framework for police to be able to pull people over for smoking marijuana, to come up with a realistic standard, that it's not that if something's in the system for 30 days that means somebody is stoned. Where are you with that?
Listen, I don't believe anybody should be operating, you know, automobiles or heavy machinery, you know, with any type of compromised drug in their system, whether it's, you know, OxyContin or Percocet or a glass of wine or you name it. The unfortunate part, like you said, about cannabis right now is being able to detect if somebody is currently stoned or if it's just in their system from, you know, a handful of days ago. Listen, technologies will develop around this. People will have some sort of technology that they're able to test people on an immediate basis to determine whether or not they're compromised. I'm absolutely for that. It needs to be put in place because we need to feel safe on the roads. And, you know, I have two kids of my own, and I don't want to drive around and worry that somebody with a compromised system is operating a heavy machine next to me or a vehicle next to me.
Okay, we got about 15 seconds left. Let's leave on a light note here. You've got a bakery permit. What's going to be your number one seller?
The interesting thing about the production program is it's also extract. So we are, of course, going to focus on traditional bakery items, but at the same time, extracts for people that want to vaporize and not smoke is going to be a very important part of the market here.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Derek, please come back and talk to us again soon. Help us guide through this process, all right?
Sam, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The cowboy cinched up his grip and nodded his head.
What happened next, Popsy?
He rode and swayed, but stayed on his horse.
Rodeo, it's a family affair, June 19th through the 28th. Get your tickets today, renorodeo.com.
I love you.
Do you have unexpected bills? Need cash now? Let Title Max turn your car title into cash. With Title Max, get $1,000, $3,000, $6,000, even $10,000. Title Max gets you the most cash, the lowest rates, with instant approval. Your car title is your credit. And Title Max gets you the cash you need in 30 minutes or less. So if you need help paying your bills, bring your car title to Title Max. And you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
Call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $15 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with Uber's high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With Uber's high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and on most plans, you'll get a total home DVR included for life.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $15 and home phone for $20 per month. Why wait? Ask about our next day installation.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College, and Washoe County Commissioner Marsha Burt Bigler. Pleasure to have you both here. Your thoughts here on this whole marijuana topic?
Well, as you know, it's before the commission also, and it is legal from the perspective of the medical marijuana is legal from the perspective of the voters. Voters passed it, 10 and 12 years ago, or 10 and 8 years ago, something like that. And so, you know, this just never has been available for purchase in the state of Nevada. So it's time that the state, if we're going to have legalized medical marijuana in the state, it's time the state stepped up and put together regulations for purchase in here in the state. And so there's a lot of things that are out there, I think, but I think Nevada historically is very good at controlling things. We're very well known for controlling gaming in the state, and I think you'll see the same type of control, regulatory control, from the state of Nevada.
In reading the newspapers and catching up here over the last week or so, it's been interesting that the Gaming Control Board issued their warnings to license operators in the state to not get involved, and some did get involved, and they are not happy at all.
No, I think, as Marsha pointed out, we are very good at the regulation, and that is a very important place to draw the line. You know, sports bet, the other, betting on college teams, that sort of thing. So hopefully our history of regulation will, in fact, help us on this point. The bigger issue, though, to me, is the decriminalization happening in the western states. And Nevada seems to be behind in terms of that trend, and it gets very difficult because our state lines aren't real anymore. And so we have people from different realities coming to Nevada now, and I think we're going to have to address that.
What do you mean?
Well, I think they're working in a climate of decriminalization, and we seem very old school compared to many of the other states in terms of how we deal with
marijuana. Okay, and that's a good point. Lyon County, no way, no how.
Right. Elko County, only within the footprint of the city, and one other county has outlawed it. So I think there are a number of issues that relate to decriminalization, but one certainly is a problem that Nevada has on how much marijuana in your bloodstream is considered legal when you go to work. So, especially for county governments, because, of course, that's a very serious problem in not just county governments, but any municipal government, any government at all. You're not supposed to have marijuana in your bloodstream, and there's very strict rules about that. So the legislature is going to have to address that. They're somehow going to have to figure out what's legal. What can you do? Because, as you know, you can smoke. Not all medical marijuana is smoking. Most medical marijuana is not smoking. But you can use marijuana, and 2 weeks later, longer than 2 weeks later, you still have significant measurable amount in your bloodstream. So what's the state going to do about that? Because what happens when somebody is truly on medical marijuana, they have a valid license, ticket, whatever you want to call it, to use medical marijuana, and they're driving a car.
Okay, and this brings up an interesting point, because this wouldn't have been the case 20 years ago. But now, with the medical industry prescribing all kinds of medicines for all kinds of ailments, should we say, aches and pains and other things, anxiety, etc., is it time that we looked at the whole spectrum, not just marijuana, but all these other medicines that people are taking, from Ambien to Xanax, etc., that have not really been counted in terms of people's thought as far as driving under the influence?
Well, precisely. And we're hearing more and more that side effects of many of these prescription drugs can have, you know, profound impacts on behavior and perception by those using it. So, you know, it's really easy for us to sort of focus on marijuana for some reason and not think about a wide cacophonia of prescription drugs.
Great word. Doing worse. Great word. That's the word of the day right there. Cacophonia. I've never heard that word before. But you know, that's part of what the Attorney General has been talking about for a couple of years now, which is the prescription drugs have now become the gateway drug for people taking drugs. Does it help matters? And which Nevada newspaper will be the first to follow the Denver Post's naming of a marijuana editor?
Well, there you go. Well, there's so much to write about. So many recipes.
Well, the other thing that's happened in Nevada is the health board has warned doctors not to to be careful how they prescribe the marijuana card and not to get financially involved. To be careful how they get. They didn't tell them they couldn't get financially involved, but they did suggest that they need to be very careful how they get involved in that. So not only is our gaming control board saying that, but so is our medical board. So I think Nevada historically, as I said, and has a very strong sense of control, if you will.
You know, but it's interesting because oncologists, we've had oncologists on this program going back more than a decade who were talking about prescribing medical marijuana for their patients before it was even legal. Mm-hmm. And other instances where people were being sent to California with a Nevada prescription because you couldn't buy the drug here, but you'd go to South Lake Tahoe and buy the drug.
Children who have seizures conditions, children who are autistic and have stress issues, it's really better for them to be on this medical marijuana than it is for them to be on the huge list of drugs that they have to take, to the narcotics that they're taking, because those narcotics have really serious side effects, particularly in children.
Well, and isn't it time for the federal government to finally allow the CDC and other medical bodies, the National Institutes of Health, to do the studies that are necessary to get this into the mainstream?
Of course. We're with, again, 30-year-old thinking, which is just not making any sense today, and it's actually holding us back. We need to address this as a nation as well as the state of Nevada.
What year did prohibition go out?
Oh, geez.
Never, it was in the 20s. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Carson Dodge Ram kicks off summer with Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. 2014 Hemi Express Crew Cab 4x4s for only $30,000. See CarsonDodge.com.
Come experience the world tour of Dance Inferno, the ultimate dance show in the El Dorado showroom. 25 number one disco hits will have you dancing in the aisles.
Great show. Come see it. Oh, it was fabulous.
Two thumbs up.
Tickets start at just $25.95. Call the Eldorado at 786-5700 for tickets.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80, Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
From Friday, in Jimmy Roberts' voice when he interviewed Marshall, did it sound like he's never made a hole-in-one?
Yeah.
I think I detected some envy.
Six total for Marshall. The highlight so far at the American Century Championship. Final round here continues as Marshall Faulk is lined up for a birdie at the par 3 17th. And if you're going to have an ace here, no better place to do it than 17.
Presented by the Reno Tahoe Golf Headquarters.
There's nothing like the 2014 Nissan Sentra. It's sure to keep you and your friends moving and connected. Yeah, life at the top is pretty good. Choose the 40 mpg highway Nissan Sentra. Lease for just $149 per month. It's a great choice. Nissan, innovation that excites. Shop at ChooseNissan.com.
Stay connected. Find News 4 on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+.
On the next broadcast, we'll keep Marsha Bertbinger around and we'll talk to her about what it's like to run for mayor with 18 other people on the next broadcast. Thank you.